It's one of the most pernicious issues on the global agenda – child labor, the often forced employment of the youngest in society. It's estimated that more than 246 million children around the world – that's one in six – spend their days working instead of studying, playing, and enjoying their adolescence. Now, a new campaign is underway aimed at combating the child labor problem. But it won't be easy.
The sounds of child labor. In the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan, a group of children weave carpets by hand in a bid to help sustain their families. The enormous looms cast a shadow over the children, 11 and 12-year-olds, whose labor produces traditional carpets that are sold all over the world. It's commonplace for children here and in many other countries to go to work, whether it's weaving carpets, picking cotton, working in the sex trade, or being forced into child slavery. There have been many attempts to combat the problem, but now a new campaign is using some childhood heroes to wage a very adult struggle.
The road to a world without child labor is long, but the line is clear.
The International Labor Organization, based in Geneva, Switzerland, has unveiled the Red Card to Child Labor campaign, using some international soccer stars to spread the word.
With Real Madrid and the International Labor Organization, Red Card to Child Labor.
In soccer, the red card is used when the referee wants to expel a player from the game. An effective metaphor, says Franz Rosolier, who heads the International Labor Organization's program to eliminate child labor.
The idea at the beginning was to sensitize the world of sports and, in fact, a large spectrum of the population about child labor and to promote an active world movement against the exploitation of children by work. Soccer, of course, is a very popular sport in many parts of the world. It's one that is very much carried by youth. Youth has a sense of solidarity with those of the young people and the children in particular that are being exploited. It's an excellent fertile ground for a message to combat child labor.
Fertile ground in which the ILO says progressive ideas are slowly taking root. Franz Laroliers points to Africa, where he says the campaign has had some concrete results after it was promoted during the African Soccer Championships last year.
It has had an effect on governments taking that subject much more seriously, on adopting very active policies and very real programs in combating child labor, especially its worst forms. And we've seen in a number of countries that it has resulted in children being withdrawn from hazardous forms of child labor, from slavery, from exploitation by trafficking, from sexual exploitation, and being put into schools and attention also being paid to the employment and income of their parents, which need to be improved for there to be a sustainable solution to the child labor problem.
But campaigns to eradicate child labor have been mounted before, and the problem still besets developing societies. Even if activists can agree on the desirability of stamping out child labor, they cannot necessarily agree on how to do it. For example, those young carpet weavers back in Azerbaijan are likely to be weaving carpets for most of their adult lives, making their early exposure to the trade as much a cultural phenomenon as an economic one.
The cultural phenomenon in the so-called third world, in depressed areas with very low income, makes it a requirement for families, villages, whole cities indeed, to use what is absolutely needed. This is a global condition.
John Tierney teaches at the Institute of World Politics in Washington, D.C. He's written about the economics of child labor and says those who wish to combat it need to determine a long-term strategy.
It requires economic theoretical designs which would make the necessity to employ 8-year-olds unnecessary, as it is in most of the post-industrial Western world today.
Organizers of the new campaign have some sympathies for that point. But Franz Rosoliers of the International Labor Organization says he believes that action can be taken now to limit the role child labor plays in some societies.
Cultural norms, traditions, the structure of society, the perceptions of the role of boys and girls, of men and women, are definitely factors that play in favor of children being found in exploitative situations. But at the same time, we feel that it is possible to change those attitudes and for populations to review that.
The Red Card to Child Labor campaign will be prominently promoted at many upcoming international soccer tournaments, including the World Youth Championship, to be held this spring in the United Arab Emirates, and the 2006 World Cup in Germany.